Hello. Hello, everyone. It's a cat and whistle. I don't know if I'm on or off, am I?
Oh, yeah, you're on.
Hi, we're having a lot of fun. This is Radiance by Design. I'm Veronica Entwistle, and who are you? Because this is a show where you get to tell us. Tonight, we're going to talk about radiating into relationships and what it takes sometimes to get out of that, and what do we learn? What's the basis of it all? What's going on in your world? What's going on? Doug, this whole thing has got two tracks. Everybody at home, are you? I can hear myself 5 seconds ago, 10 seconds ago. Hello? Thanks, honey. That's a lot better. That's okay. Hi, everybody. Oh, my Lord. Hello, this is Veronica, and we're having a hard time. What I'm hearing is not noise. I hear myself about 10 seconds ago or even half a minute ago. I have no idea. Right now it's going, hello, this is Veronica, ha ha ha. Yeah, everything that I said is right there. Hi, everyone. We had a big confusion here tonight, and I do apologize. I hope you hung in there, and I hope you're ready to talk to me. This is Veronica Entwistle. You're listening to Radiance by Design, or at least three quarters of Radiance by Design tonight. I wanted us to talk about relationships tonight because we started it a couple of weeks ago, and it's a big subject, isn't it? It's the classroom of change. It's the place where you and I reflect back and forth and bring up in one another the things that we want to sort out in ourselves, the things that we don't want to carry on in our lineage. Or, in some cases, you want to reflect back and forth what you do want to carry on in your lineage, for good or ill. The relationships are very hard work at times. And the reason is you have to be able to be brutally honest with yourself about what's going on in order to the knowledge from it. I've been talking to a lot of people about relationships these days. Also, like most of you, I do a lot of spiritual studies. One of my favorite people is Ramana Maharshi. And Ramana Maharshi, I had to shut the door because there's a lot of traffic out there. Ramana Maharshi is a wonderful teacher guru, and his big thing was, who am I? That's his big mantra. He calls it self-inquiry. So I want to tell you that in relationship, you're in a better relationship when you have some disagreement and each of you goes off and starts to ask himself or herself, what did I do? Who am I? Because it's like if the other person is really even being a horrible poop, you know there's something in you that is creating that reaction in that person, not creating that reaction. There's some better way to put it is there's some way for you to benefit where the difficulty is within yourself as well as within them. And it's not easy to be a person. Now that I'm even older than I was before, I keep looking around going, wow, it is difficult at times being a person. And the hardest thing about it is to always be growing and always try to be responsible for your home and family and money and all of that. But you have to know when you have illusions and when you're actually seeing clearly, when you're reaching for the higher version of what everyone's doing, and when you're coming up in defense and reaction. I read Paradigm Shifters is really a fun show, and it's a lot of you catch the podcasts and listen to the shows on Tuesday night or whenever you listen. And I do some great interviews. I say great not because I'm so great, but because the people that I'm talking to are people who are writing books on some really wonderful subjects. This one is called Rising in Love, My Wild and Crazy Ride to the Here and Now. And this is by Ramdas Batchelder. And I love it. Catch that podcast if you haven't heard the actual interview. But his story is amazing, where he kind of goes crazy smoking marijuana, and he's kind of off the wall, and he's doing rock music and stuff, but he's really like completely nutso, actually, and he keeps breaking through, and he keeps breaking through and breaking through. So he has light that hits him when he's stoned. So he sort of teases everybody, goes, "You want a joint? And you want to see me be a light bulb?" And so he can actually burst this light up in himself. But the marijuana gets him into big trouble. But the truth of the matter is that he's awakening. And you and I have heard a lot about awakening these days. Awakening into being a vibrational being of light. Awakening in such a way as you can feel deep, deep, infinite love within yourself and within others. You can see in flowers and leaves and trees and in other people, even a homeless person, you can see the light of divinity in them. Maybe not see it, but perceive it at some level. Or you can perceive it in yourself, or you can almost always perceive it in yourself. It's a really, really wonderful feeling. And he, Ramdas, really went through some ups and downs and some super crazy periods, because in the process of awakening, and in a lot of it was spontaneous, the process of awakening threw him out of balance. So he did not know, you see, when you wake up, when you go through a process of awakening, most of us aren't sitting in a very protected environment where you're kind of coddled a bit, like they used to be. I think of Krishnamurti, who was drooling and being to bathe on as he woke up and woke up and woke up to his own infinity and his own divinity and his own teacherness and so on. They had his culture over in India, for example. They have reverence for the craziness that people go through when they're waking up. And Batchelder was from New York. The reverence wasn't the most profound response to him, but his process of waking up is really just an amazing story. And then he gets into a lot of these things, like learning how to meditate on who am I. He claims that meditation got him out of his addiction and brought him out of all kinds of craziness and insanity. Several of us used to laugh about meditation years ago and say it was like having a big dump in the mind every day. And it really takes care of a lot of like free-floating anxiety. It has a lot of ways of kind of like a lint picker picking all the bits and pieces of thought out of your brain and allowing you to feel that amazing central core that you have. It's just wonderful. Anyway, he gets involved with Amma. You know, Amma is the hugging thing. And it's really a wonderful, wonderful story. I found myself reading, let's see if I can flip into it, but myself reading sections of it. In the sections of it where he's got them in, I don't know if I can find it, but he's got sections of this book where they're in italics. And in those sections, he'll often write like a poem or story about, you know, a mythical but a spiritual story. And I found that very often a lot of us are praying for the release of the ego. And I find several times while I'm reading this book that I really understood at, I don't know how else to put it, probably the divine level, an infinite level. I just got these huge shots of knowing exactly what the ego meant, what the ego is, and seeing how my ego threw me in and out of pain as I jostled with life for my identity at various levels. Those of you who listen to this show or even talk to me regularly know that quite often that search for ways of releasing oneself from of our identity or the way our beliefs structure our identity and how the beliefs have to be removed to by you, actually, to get you into a deepening and infinite, divinely guided inner self, the self that it goes on and on and on. This book by Ram Dass Batchelder is really, really good that way. And it's so feisty and gritty and full of real third-dimensional life and also this incredibly transcendent feeling when he gets in touch with aspects of divinity, his own divinity. I really recommend it, but at least get the podcast. Oh my goodness, veronicaantwistle.com is my website, and it's right on there. It's on iTunes and Stitcher. And we're also now broadcasting on Speak Up Talk Radio. We're doing a more of a round of previously recorded interviews there, but we're having some fun with the brand new series of audiences because they have a lot of different radio shows. So every day we run somewhere on the radio on that new system. And on my website, veronicaentwistle.com, you can go in there and press the Speak Up Talk Radio button and listen to some of the podcasts on that as well. We're coming along. We're getting bigger. We're sort of learning to put the voice way out there. Anyway, back to you. This fellow around Ram Dass, he was named, I can't remember what Ram Dass means, but he was named very shortly after he met Ram Dass. You know, Ram Dass, who's been such a wonderful teacher to be here now, Richard Alpert, that a lot of you are very familiar with. And he was very honored. He was over in India when he got to meet him and be touched by him. But it's also really interesting that we're talking about relationships tonight, or I'm using this book in reference to relationships. And it occurs to me so often that our relationships, even when you love someone, a lot of times in relationships, there's an expectation or an attachment in our commitment to one another. There are all kinds of controls and attachments and containments and what would you call it? Blackmail. There are deals, there are contracts, and so on and so forth. And boy, oh boy, that's what makes it really hard. So if you're having some relationship issues, call in to BBS Radio and let's talk about it. I'd love to talk to you about it. But first, we're going to go into our sacred geometric structures. And I think what we'll do is take a couple of relationships in there with us. So we'll bring in people who are having relationship issues. How about that? And if you have an idea or two and you really want to bring somebody in, call me. Or I was going to say, it's harder to email me because of the nature of the computer I'm on, but you can text me at 520-360-2102 with a question or a comment or something. 520-360-2102. You can text me and I'll be able to read it. Okie dokie, everybody. Let's close our eyes. Are you ready for this? We started late, so we might keep this short, although we've been doing such great work in our structures lately that I don't know if it's okay. A few breaths. Okay. Above your head, about 2 miles, a golden ball, a beautiful shimmering golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And then drop from the upper golden ball all the way down through your spine into the lower golden ball, a golden filament of light. And from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a three-sided pyramid, a gold pyramid, and upside down with this point going into the lower golden ball, another three-sided gold pyramid, And when you push those two together, base to base, you've got yourself a diamond, haven't you? Let the bases go out wide enough so that your diamond is a play area. And inside of it, create a crystal ball, a shimmering, multi-hued spectral crystal ball. And inside of that, star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David. And inside of that, there you are. The three-dimensional Star of David is like the Merkaba or the Merkaba. And I want you to spin and spin. And feel yourself spinning and spinning. Good. And as you spin and spin, you know, there's a magical screen in front of you. And on the first screen, you create what it is. It's a movie of what you want to be. I can say, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I have some aspirations for myself, and I'll bet you do too. Yeah, so what you do is see yourself in this movie that you create, where you're becoming what it is you want to become. And remember, I always say, I want to be consciously multidimensional. Consciously multidimensional. Yeah. I'm still closing off the noises of traffic here. And when I see myself becoming close to what it is I dream about, I wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And then the second screen holds you or me creating a project. What project do you see yourself creating? That's it. See yourself creating a project. All the pieces, the people, the money, the experience, the joie de vivre, everything you need to create your project. And then that project becomes closer and closer to completion. And when it's done, you go, whoa, yay! And then what do you want to do with the project? Do you want to sell it, market it, live in it, wear it, whatever it is you want to do? See all those resources flowing together so that you can actually sustain your project. It comes to its full fruition. Good. For as long as it wants to, right? Good. And now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now we're going to do the Galactic Healing Center. Okay, now this is not going to be match.com tonight, but okay. This is maybe match.calm, what do you think? All right, so I want you to see your guides, your healing guides, standing around the ones that are really amazing at healing. And we want the ones that are really crackerjack about relationship to be standing around this healing table. And the first person that comes in is you. Or me. And each of us lies on our own table. And I want you to think for a minute about to do with relationship that has been difficult for you. Yeah. And so we're asking our healing team to help us with that. I think I might pick, how about this? I'm going to pick somebody who's like my mother, who was a very difficult relationship for me, especially when I was young. Okay, so I'm saying she's on the other side and much happier now. But I'm going to see myself talking to my healing guides about whatever's in my body mind that would attract problems or attract other people with the same patterns, you know, because what happens, we install patterns in ourselves, who knows when, maybe it's from a soul journey, maybe it's from your lineage, maybe it's from experiences in this life. So I'm asking, okay, caller, I'm going to get you to wait just for a few minutes, okay, and I'm really glad you're there, so hang in there. So we're going to see if they will, we're going to ask if they will please remove some of the old patterns that are there in my body mind that came from my difficult relationship with my mother or got amped up in my difficult relationship. And I see, it's very interesting to me because I see that my legs are weak and my belly, and let me see, they're pulling something. Oh my goodness. They're pulling things out. What's happening with you? Are they pulling things out of your body, mind as well? Remember, all your emotions are filed in various parts of your body. Our patterns in relationship are very often a repeated kind of pattern. You know, somebody said earlier, oh, because I tend to be kind of simplistic and naive in relationship. Somebody else tends to always be angry, get angry easily in relationship. Somebody else always feels trapped. Someone else feels too much empathy in relationships and gets lost. Okay, there you go. Now my healing team is pulling something out of my legs and out of my belly. Now what's happening in yours? That's good. This is good. And then when we think that there's a lot of action going on, we wrap it in light and we move it over to the two of the relationship. Let's see who's on hold. Hello? Maybe we lost her. Hello? There you are.
Hello. Hi, it's Aaliyah.
Hey. Hi, Aaliyah. How are you? Are you going to lay on the table here or what?
Oh, yeah. You can put me on that table. My 12 feet.
Tell us how you are, honey.
I'm doing pretty good. Been holding a good moon for a long time now, and actually people are sort of coming around as sort of help. So I've got somebody who's helping me edit my new book, which is so massive I couldn't do it myself anyway. But and then someone else is helping me, you know, get the word out there. And pretty cool.
Are you going to
be promoting? I'm sorry?
Are you going to be promoting your book?
Well, that's what the plan is that, you know, I've done so much, I do so much work that I've asked the universe to help me with that, those parts of it, because I'm just not, you know, once I get done with a book, all I want to do is work on a different book. I don't want to promote it. I don't, you know, that's just, I figure it's not my job. So it's time to ask for help for those areas that, you know, it's just not, it's so much to do already. And so these people that are coming through, they're excited to do what they're doing. And so, you know,
this is wonderful news. Do you want to tell everybody what the name of your book is?
Well, this book I'm not going to reveal the name yet, but it's about the tarot. And it's a massive book that covers it's basically how to read the tarot intuitively and what's the background behind it from a standpoint of personal development.
So, okay.
So it's a unique way to read the deck, to read the cards, to learn how to read the cards. It's really kind of a course in it. And then I'm going to do a little companion book. Well, it's a book that's a companion thing, so it's a really miniature version of this book that will be available as well. So, and that would be something that would be less of a, you know, educational device and more of a in-the-moment kind of thing. So I'm debating what that other book will be called, too. So, yeah.
Well, good for you. You've got some strong, strong goals and light going out there, don't you? You're going to make a big difference, my friend. And how's your
relationship
status?
I don't know. Do you see anything for me?
I do. I do. We're talking relationships. Do you want me to talk about relationships, or do you want to be single?
Do I want to talk about relationships?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can talk about relationships. I called in late, so I didn't know what your topic was. But okay. I'm not too much of a relationship person. I tend to be more centered around my work.
You know why I'm laughing is because there you are, you're so busy, and I'm going, yeah, right, this would be the time to throw in a relationship, which could disrupt the whole thing, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, I tend to think relationships tend to be very distracting, and it would be great if it was beneficial, like more like a partnership or, you know,
yeah,
huge thing that I'm trying to do could be aided by someone who would be, you know, a great partner in the supporting aspect of this. Because, you know, it's just so hard to do it all by yourself. And I think, you know, someone on the order of, you know, how, what was his name? You know, Esther Hicks had, what's his name, Jerry Hicks. You know, Esther did, you know, Abraham.
Oh, right, of course, yeah. Yeah, that was great. Right. Esther did that. Yes, they did a great partnership, didn't they?
Chris, yeah, so that's the kind of,
But the thing that occurs to me, Aliyah, and I'm glad you brought this up, which we're talking about relationships, and I keep seeing over and over again that when the relationship comes in and helps you with your work, it works so well if it's also self-expressive for the other person. The other person gets his or her own expression out of whatever the work is he's doing to help you. You see what I mean? And I think that's kind of the crux of good relationships anyway, don't you?
Well, I would love to see that in my life. I would like to see that because I've had this ability to be like the solo, the one-woman band thing. And,
right.
You know, delegating or allowing someone to be the expert at what they do is not hard for me, but I'm so used to doing the whole thing by myself, it would be a relief to have somebody who really, you know, would be that person that could step in. And that means that I also respect that person for what they're good at. You know, like, I was thinking recently about relationships and wondering if I was ready for this idea of everybody working as a team and, you know, this whole thing about, you know, ascending and all that stuff. And when, you know, like, oh, we're supposed to come together and work together. And I'm like, I'm not sure I could do that, you know. But when it's...
This other thing is that people like you and people like me and a lot of people I know have to have that absolutely sacred alone space at times. It has to be there for creativity, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a big part of it. And, of course, you know, that would have to be understood in that kind of partnership.
Yes,
but
for sure.
I realize now that I'm actually really good at it. And I thought for a little bit that I wouldn't be. And then I thought, no, wait a minute. You're just thinking about group dynamics that you were just, you know, you weren't in it. You know, you were just part of the group and you didn't deal well with being part of the group. But I'm good in, like, you know, partnership, equal partnership or leadership roles. So I'm really, really good at leading. But mm-hmm. I also realize that I'm really good at partnership. And that idea of equal respect, equal but different. And then that's one of the things that I promote in all my writings as far as the, you know, one of the higher principles or laws that we could work by. You know, that this idea of respect for someone else's difference, but there's an equality in that difference. There's that understanding of equal but different.
But it's interesting because that's like a celebration of the difference, too. And sometimes we get so caught up in what we think
yeah.
stereotypes ought to be that we
yeah.
don't bring it up that
yeah,
way.
And you're really right to mention that alone time because I'm so used to working on my own and I'm so used to loving my alone time. But I'd also enjoy being with somebody for a certain amount of that time, you know, like a certain amount of my time, that kind of thing. So they could all work out. I mean, there's ways to make that work out.
And I see two very creative people being able, and you do have a relationship coming, and it has to do with some sort of business. business projection that you start doing, and it brings in a couple more people, and in that there's a potential relationship, and you will find that both of you are very, very independent, and both of you need the soft nurturing at times too, because we all need that. Everybody needs that, that nurturing thing.
Are you talking about a romantic relationship? It's also like a partnership?
Yes, I am. Yeah, both. I mean, it's
oh,
the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And cool. But it's not quite yet. It seems to be a natural unfoldment. And this is probably true for more than one of you out there, but there's a natural unfoldment, like a, not a completion of your work, but a kind of a plateauing or a sense of it's got its momentum and you want to tend it like it's your family, but the person comes in on that and has his own kind of thing that he's doing, so it's not too much intrusion, but both of you need nurturing. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay, so it's not too much, you know, one-sided. So basically, he's got his own thing, I've got my own thing, but there's a kind of partnership there.
Yeah, and there's a way that he puts, he helps you quite a bit, actually, but he has his own thing, and that's probably the most important part of it, because then he won't be complaining or resentful or anything, you know. He's very creative, very,
well,
very creative man.
That's what been one of my...
And super sensitive, extreme. He's very spiritual.
Go ahead. Oh, cool.
We like
Honestly,
that.
Hopefully we're attracted to each other. Because I've seen that before with people.
Well, I don't see you seeing each other and being totally repelled. I don't see that at all.
Okay, that's good.
Anyway, I should probably say goodbye. But it's pretty fun to talk to.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So, thank you. You're breaking up a lot. So I'll just say goodbye.
Oh, I am?
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's nice.
Maybe if I walk. It's hard to know whose phone it is, right?
Yeah. Do you get any timeline for this thing or any, you know, rough timeline?
No. I'm getting like maybe 6 months or so, but the calendar's moving. You know how it does these days where you really don't get a linear progression of events quite the same, so it looks like it's wobbling. It could be 6 months or a year and a half or something like that. It's going, whoa,
Yeah.
But it's all a part of the, it's the momentum of your work. It's in the momentum of your work.
Okay.
So very take care of yourself, and thanks for calling. And
thank you.
All right. Bye. So let's carry on and do some more in the structures. Unless you're going to call in, I'm going to walk around and see if I have a better reception here. But why don't you call in again, some of you other people, and let's see what's going on in your world. In the meantime, let's have a fresh healing table, fresh team. Our team replicates itself around the healing table. And in comes, let's see here. Oh, this is a couple that broke up quite a while ago. And she's still, he was totally shockingly deceptive as he left. And that's a really hard thing to put up with. You don't realize that somebody is upset and hiding their own anger and all kinds of things. So all of a sudden he's gone and everybody's stunned, right? But it's interesting because I'm watching a lot of, not just this relationship I'm bringing into the table, but I'm watching a number of relationships lately because we're being pushed to come at life from the heart. And even though many people profess to do that all the time, it's not very easy for people, and mostly we aren't capable of doing that. So this person said how much she really loved him, even though he had deceived her and left. And yet I watched, and there was tremendous vibrational energy moving between the two belly areas, meaning I want all of you to look at your relationships right now and see what, when you say and you really, really, you just really are in love or you love someone, let's just lie down on the bed or bring yourself into the healing structure. And they have the guides help you and the angels and whoever you've got at your healing table. And ask yourself where love comes from. And when I've done this before, and I found like some very cold places in me, and sometimes some very, very expanded, loving places. Inquiry, if you want to do, who am I? Who am I? Personal deepening relationship rapport with yourself. Somewhere I read recently too, the more you can do deepen into the self, the more easily you will love. You will love from your deep in yourself into all beings on the planet. So let's get on that table, and I want you to bring in somebody that you love. It can be, if you're not in a relationship, sensual relationship, maybe it's parents, maybe it's children, maybe it's siblings or friends and so on. Just bring in somebody that you really love and ask to feel in your body mind where that love is. And then you can actually, the teams around the beds or the tables loving us like that. I can feel it right now. Can you feel that? Anyway, what they're showing here is that the more you bring up that feeling in yourself, the more you bring it up and really understand where it's coming from. For example, if it isn't about love, but if it's from the belly or the second chakra, or if it's from the solar plexus, or if it's a combination, or you can feel a restriction, that's all you really need. You just keep doing the inquiry, who am I? Who am I? Because those are kind of like bonds, or their limitations, or their defenses. And the more you feel those, the more you can kind of melt them. And then the art of loving rises in you, and it makes it a lot easier. So now let's just wrap that in light. That's you with your own guidance and your team and your ability to perceive from whence you love. Right? And then five. And now we're bringing up another table, and another our beautiful team replicates themselves again. And let's bring in a new couple and have them sitting on that healing table together. And they're fairly new, and they're loving each other. Now let's see if we can help there. Oh, maybe we should bring in one that's not getting along. How about that? Let's bring in a couple that is not getting along and have them sit looking at each other on our healing table and being surrounded by these amazing, amazing beings of light. And have each being of light have team beams of light around them until you've got tier after tier. I don't mean sobbing tears. I mean layer after layer of consciousness. Now let's see these beings. I'll put it as male and female, but it doesn't have to be. Okay, looking at each other, and they're having some difficulty. Okay, and I want to feel and see where the difficulty is coming. You can bet it's through a subject of some sort. Okay? Now let's just feel where it's coming from. There's dissension in the ranks here. You're getting a lot of it in the bladder area. And I don't know what now. Again, I'm going to do it. And there's some huge resistance in our girl. Huge resistance, and it's pulling down from the heart chakra down to the belly. And for the guy, the chest at a feels like he wants to make a fist. And both of them toward her, and both of them are in a state of, I want to say belligerent, so I want to say an extreme frustration with each other. Good. And we're just asking the healing teams to be with them and help them with it. Okay? And let's just see what happens here. I want both of these people to feel where they're holding. That's it. Feel where you're holding it. Yeah. And now it's starting to melt, especially in the God. And in her, it's starting to melt into kind of tears, but that's okay too. Now the healing team is working the energy and working the energy and pulling energies out of that, in his case, out of the upper part of the chest and the throat. And in her case, it's in behind the heart chakra and going right down into the belly area. Mm-hmm. And her throat as well. And we're going to get them to clear those energies. They're not quite done yet, but we're going to clear those energies out. Good. And now both people on our little table here look spent, or they look like they're, what would you call it? They look like they're kind of exhausted, a little vulnerable, a little bit shy. So let's just wrap them in light and send them over to the side there in this light bubble with this healing team that's going to be around them. I love that. And you know, it's a great way to argue. Keep the mouth closed. It's one way to argue anyway. And feel some incredible energy blocks inside of yourself calling your guides and angels, your higher self, and scour those out. Scour them out. Scour them out, because it's not who you are and who I am. It's how I feel and I'm holding against you, or vice versa. So it's a really good way to argue. You need to try it and then let me know what happens. So wrap that in light. And now we're going to do one for the planet. Let's go way up high. And I want you to see the great central sun drop down some beautiful, beautiful lights. Straight down. And in through the top of your head, round and round and round in your head, round and round in your neck. Down your arms, out your fingers till they tingle like mad. And have it run back up the arms and get it to go down into the heart. Remember, we're going to work on coming from the heart, right? And then move back up through the shoulders and down the arms, out your hands. And see the hands radiating a tremendous amount of light. And if you don't think you have enough light coming down out through your hands, call it from the central sun down through the top of your head, even some more. We say we need more. And now I'd love you to pack parts of the globe. Look at the globe and see parts of the globe where war, right? And people are suffering. Maybe they're suffering from sickness, massive sicknesses. Maybe they're suffering from drought and a lack of water. Maybe they're suffering from money. Maybe they're suffering from the incredible damage that's being done to our food supply. Maybe they're suffering because of the Fukushima. Maybe they're suffering because of the Gulf oil spill. Maybe, you know, pick a thing, anything. And we're just patting the world and helping ease those pains and those sufferings all around the world. Now, send that light round and round and round the world, especially where there's war. That's right, where people are dying, bleeding and dying. And then everywhere in this country where there's so many, everywhere in this country where there's so much pain and suffering and loss. Yeah. And this is a country which we're destined to be the place where the light could grow hugely, but it seems to be relinquishing that dream at times. Maybe it's not, because the light's still there, isn't it? It's just being shrouded at times by all kinds of other chicanery. And now bring that light round and round and round the planet, round and round the planet, until it's pulsing all over the planet. It's giving it an extra atmosphere. Do you see it? And it's pulsing and pulsing and pulsing. And I do love it, don't you? Now let's see. I have to figure out what time it is here. Yeah, we have a few more minutes. and have it go, have your light go round and round and round. Now, one of the things I want to remind you of, I think of Pete Calhoun. When he talked about having visions, he was an Episcopalian priest, and he broke open, talk about awakening. He broke open into his own visions, and in his visions, he saw that there was like this skin around the world. He said it was created by an elite force, and that the people had no idea how powerful they were. He saw people walking stoop-shouldered under the limiting force of this kind of skin. And I think you and I feel that way at times, as if there's been some way of convincing us that we're just a limited and only limited species. But what he always said is he was taught that we're not, not at all. And he learned, along with his friends, through being in solitude, isolated, practicing breathing meditation, and so on and so forth, clearing the brain, clearing the mind, and in the clearing of the mind, the power of the energy body grows and grows and grows. Think of Amma and how when Bachtower, I can't remember his name, Ramdas, talks about her being the universe, that she is the universe. And it really is a wonderful way to put it, which is, as a human being, we're contained by our bodies in a way. But we're more than that. We're contained by our belief structures, by all the things we believe. We're limited by that. And what he was saying, it's a worthy project to be releasing ourselves of beliefs. And in Calhoun's situation, he and his wife Astrid could call in animals just with their intuitive. You know, they could call wild animals to their doorway. They could do spontaneous combustion. They could do some amazing things that are not tricks. They're actually human potentials, but you have to break out of the belief of our limitations, and that's easier said than done. Very, very interesting concept. So when we do our healing, I like to see that. So let's see what else. I want to see a couple out there. Okay, so there's someone out there that I see, very sullen. This guy is so, he tends by nature to be very emotional, and he keeps it all stockpiled in the belly area. You know, that's the subconscious and karma. Karma, I don't even know what to think about karma, but how I refer to it is, simplistically put, it's just a label on other things that have happened in our soul journey that we might not know the source of in this life. So you'd have programs in there that you're acting out, so it doesn't make sense to other people. Maybe it came from your mom's womb. It doesn't really matter. Okay, so I'm seeing this couple, and she's becoming, now this is really interesting about relationship. She's becoming kind of weak and manipulative. She's watching like a hawk, and he's surly, and he's holding his feelings in. And she knows when it gets like that, what's going to happen. There's going to be either a fight, or there's going to be somebody rushing out the door for a while. You've all heard and seen things like that, right? What I'm seeing in there is the buildup in his belly and his subconscious of a deep, deep kind of a turmoil doubt that's in there. And I'm saying to that couple, let's just take a look at them again. The woman is getting weaker and weaker, meaning she's going, ah, ha, ha, because she knows something's going to happen. And then once you get like that, you have to know this, right? That there's almost no way out of it. When a person starts losing who she is or he is and starts panicking a little bit inside, it's not very easy to sort out relationships. So what's our job here? Call in the guides and angels, of course, but also the other thing is get them both to ask who they are. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And if we do that psychically for him, for example, he starts to melt that really deep molten belly area of his. And we do that for her. She starts to get soft and kind of giggly, and she's much easier. Doesn't take very much. It takes permission. What is it I'm doing? And when you can accept that, whatever it is, the answer is, and you can accept it, then you can usually find a way around it. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, we're going overtime only because we started late. But I think we're ready to say goodnight. Remember, I'm getting ready. I'm looking around. I'm getting all this stuff done for publishing my book, my near-life experience. And I'm really enjoying the whole process of knowing it's going to be out there and it's going to be all formatted to the proper cover and everything. Daniel Holeman did the cover, and the cover is just beautiful. It's got the whole structure, the diamonds and the star tetrahedron in it. It's going to be a very, very interesting book for me. And then I'm going to be doing a companion, kind of a manual on how to do the healing work that we do to go with it. So this is for Veronica Entwistle saying, hey, tune into my website, veronicaentwistle.com, for the latest podcasts. And those podcasts now include the ones I'm syndicating on Speak Up Talk Radio. And so there's a new, there are podcasts from that one as well. And so you could press into either radio stream and listen to both of those. I'm pretty excited about that. Thank you so much for tuning in to Radiance by Design. Keep me posted. If you want a session, let me know. VeronicaEntwistle.com and Ask Veronica is the button to push, and let me know how you are. Many thanks, much love, and many blessings, and good night.